Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. We're actually broadcasting live out of Phoenix, Arizona right now. So in saying that, we've got lots to do. We're out here doing tea parties. We're going to be doing 7 tea parties over the next 3 days here. We're going to be doing some in-studio stuff with Shane Krauser in just about an hour here, which will be in Mesa, Arizona. And, folks, we're out here being doers of the word, not here is only deceiving ourselves. So in saying that, I just wanted to let you know, first and foremost, again, we are out here. That exemplifies, that exhibits leadership, showing you our faith by our works. Of course, and in saying that, if you'd like to check us out online and you're a first-time listener, this is how you do that. It is sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Folks, you can also check us out on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean, double E, and or go over to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media. Do spell it out, S-O-N-S, S-O-N-S, friends, not S-U-N, just to clarify. In saying that, you can as well follow us on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1. BradleyDean1 on our Twitter account, and phone lines are going to be inaccessible today. I apologize for that, friends, but again, we are out here in Phoenix, Arizona, doing 7 tea parties over the next 2 days, and the third day we're going to be doing some in-studio stuff as well. So we're doing the best that we can do to seek and save that which is lost, the Great Commission, and again, we want to stand before our Creator on that final day and say, Lord, did we do thy will? And in saying that, again, friends, what we want to do now is go over to just sonsoflibertymedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Again, friends, we got lots of stuff going on. And as I always say, friends, this can all stop when the American people say, we have had enough, we have had enough. What we see on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com right now, friends, is we can see liberal, black, female Democrats are running Baltimore. Where are the men? Well, I would suggest that I would even lay to your candor and ask the question, where are the men in any movement across the country for the most part? We also have on sonsoflibertymedia.com Alinsky Tactics. We're going to talk a little bit about that today, as well as understanding, folks, the Alinsky Tactics, designed to make you relinquish sovereignty between you and your right giver. Basically, your right giver is your creator. Read the Declaration of Independence. Guns, the difference between the Garland Texas Jihad and Charlie Hebdo. On sonsoflibertymedia.com, we also have 2 jihadists killed attempting mass murder at Muslim art contest. For those that did not know, Pamela Geller is a friend of this ministry. We've also had her on the radio in the past. She is a woman that is getting the job done. Also wanted to let you know on sonsoflibertymedia.com, we have America's Greatest Threat. We have none other than Mr. Boehner himself, Mr. Reed. Some of these guys I'm looking at right now, friends, I just can't even believe that they are in any position to represent even themselves, to be quite honest with you. You have Mitch McConnell, and then we have the Vice President, Mr. Biden, and Barack Hussein Obama. What's the difference between any one of them, friends? There really isn't one. Also wanted to let you know, thug is the new word on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Really? Thud? PC? Folks, are you politically correct? Just curious. Because political correctness is nothing but traitors to principles. This is a waste to squelch your First Amendment. They want to eradicate Article 1 of the Bill of Rights one way or another. And if they have to do it in the guise of, you know, saying the word thug is just unacceptable, that's not free speech. You know, we just want to always make, we want to set forth and we want to lead the talking points. Whatever we say goes, and what we say doesn't go. And that's how it's going to go. And of course, this is all coming from CNN. Keep in mind, Article 1 of the Bill of Rights states, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. And keep in mind, when I read Article 1 of the Bill of Rights, liberty is the right to do what the law permits, and that does include free speech, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Nigeria's military defeats Muslim terrorist Boko Haram and rescues hundreds and hundreds of others in the process. Good for them. Also wanted to let you know, brand new, Tim just posted this, senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. FCC commissioner now predicting limits or limiting of internet free speech. Really, it should start with pornography, which is not lawful. It should start with threats of men and women's lives across the boards through the state-controlled media, which is not a part of free speech. We should limit it, you're right. But we need to go back to what the law permits and what the law doesn't permit. That's how we say what is free speech and what is not free speech. And, of course, when we're listening to the FCC commissioner here talking about the limit of internet free speech, you know what it means for the American people. It means the criminal in the White House wants to limit your speech concerning his administration. And do keep in mind, just so you understand that that's not way out there, that this administration has already been busted. The New York Times sometime back, probably about a year and a half ago, had blurted out the truth in their confusion when they told the American people that all the information that goes through Barack Hussein Obama's administration is first vetted, friends. It's first vetted. So, again, understanding a limit on internet free speech means what they don't want you to talk about. And, folks, that is not America, so we need to stand up to that as well. Also have here on the sonsoflibertymedia.com an interesting article here. A car thief shoots at police. Police shoot back and kill her. Her family's angry. And when you watch the video, friends, on sonsoflibertymedia.com, you're kind of like standing there like, lady, are you serious? She was talking about her daughter who was just shot and killed by the police for shooting at the cops. So the cops responded, and when the cops actually took her out for being fired upon, guess what? The family's angry, and when they went to the mother said, you know what, she doesn't deserve to be dead. She might have stole a car here and there, but, you know, she don't deserve to be dead. She's a wild child. Friends, these people act as if they have a right to steal cars now. As if to say that that's not a new level of felony. I mean, when you steal a car, that's some pretty serious business. But these folks just acted like it was no big deal at all. I mean, she's a wild child. You got to give her permission. It's kind of like the mayor in Baltimore, right? You know, give them freedom to destroy. You know, give them space, friends. Really, America? Wow. Folks, you got Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, broadcasting live from Phoenix, Arizona. I'll be right back on the other side of this break, and we're going to talk about the Saul Alinsky tactics, line upon line.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for Life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Phoenix Mesa, Arizona. We're going to be doing about 7 tea parties here in the next 3 days. We're going to be doing some in-studio as well. Right after the Radio Today program here at sonsoflibertyradio.com, we're going to be shooting over to another interview. And we're just doing our best to enlighten the world, reprove darkness with the power of the light. And what is the light of man? His name is none other than Jesus Christ himself. And so anyways, in saying that, friends, we are again in Arizona. We went from, it was pretty beautiful in the state of Minnesota. We were in the 70s. So when we landed yesterday, I believe it was 82 degrees. And then we woke up this morning, and I believe it was probably about 70-some degrees. It's probably back up in the 80s here. But you folks that live in Arizona, congratulations. You know, good for you. I really do appreciate your state. I don't know that I'd want to live in the desert, but outside of that, you know what? It's good to be here for a minute. Outside of that, friends, let's get back over to Saul Alinsky and the Saul Alinsky tactics. Last week we picked this up, and I got to it in part, of course, due to the fact that I'm a long-winded brother from another mother. But in saying that, friends, what I want to do is I want to get back to this so you can begin to understand your enemy, how he operates and what he does. Really what it comes down to, friends, is none other than this. The very first scripture in the Satanic Bible is do what thou wilt. In other words, do what you want to do. Get away from God that thou shalt not. And keep in mind, friends, tells us in the book of Psalm 19, chapter 19, that by them thy servant is warned. So whatever God tells us not to do, it's always for our good. But these people, they don't want to be ruled by God. They want to be the rulers. And what do? Well, they make their own rules as they go along, arbitrarily. And anything to do with lawlessness and the enemy of their soul. And by the way, I didn't say that. Saul Alinsky actually accredited Satan for the writing of his book. And what I'm going to do here, Rules for Radicals, which is by Saul Alinsky, I'm going to give you the PowerPoints. There's actually 11 of them. We'll start out with number one right now. And again, understanding who they are and how they operate. And just so people understand that this is not a game. And isn't it interesting how it always goes back to the spiritual, the good, bad? It's always the good and the bad. It's always good versus evil. In every scenario, even when you go watch some a Marvel comic or you watch a movie, it's always the good versus the evil without fail. And of course, we live in the center of that. We're caught up in between the warfare in this world between God and Satan. There's just no getting away from that. And there's nothing weird about it. It's common sense. Everybody can see this in the light of day. So Anyways, friends, let's get over to Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals. Power is not only what you have, said Saul, but what an opponent thinks you have. If your organization is small, hide your numbers in the dark and raise a din that will make everyone think you have many more people than you really do. Now, friends, we do know this as a fact because we found that Barack Hussein Obama, 70% of his Twitter account is completely contrived. We know this. I've gone through this before, and recently we just found out that and none other than Hillary Clinton is using the same Saul Alinsky tactic because, of course, she's a Saul Alinsky disciple. We found out that 54% of her Twitter account is contrived or it's unused. So, in other words, they want the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. We can even go back to Barack Hussein Obama during the second presidential campaign that he ran. Remember, he was going to have his campaign, his DNC campaign, in a seat, an arena with 74,000 seats. And then what happened is we found out that they couldn't even give away free tickets. This is during his second presidential inauguration, friends. This is his second run. And interestingly enough, he couldn't even, get rid of free tickets to fill that 74,000-seat arena. So what the DNC did is they took it to a 20,000-seat arena, which they could not fill. And this is how they operate. And we also know that in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, shortly thereafter, the state-controlled media got involved and tried to help perpetuate the lie. And there were some people that took the time to actually pull the curtain back. Well, they found that the state-controlled media told the people in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, that there was 18,000 people to actually support Barack Hussein and his second run to become the president of the United States. But see, again, what people do is they don't take the state-controlled media for face value anymore. They've awakened to the fact that these people do not know how to tell the truth. And what they did is they found out that there was only 5,000 seats in that arena, but the state-controlled media told you that there was 18,000 people that showed up with only 5,000 seats. Okay? We also know that President Barack Hussein Obama couldn't even get 200 people to show up for Stevie Wonder's events, where they were trying to raise some finances for a second campaign. But the state-controlled media had you believing that everybody's in favor of Barack Hussein Obama. Untrue. It's a Saul Alinsky tactic. Friends, you might also want to understand that the hotel rooms were not sold out during his second inauguration, his speech that he gave in Washington, D.C., which is unprecedented within itself. We also found, friends, that during that time, Barack Hussein Obama, not only could he not fill up the hotel rooms, but we also know, friends, just across the boards, that he did not have the support. Well, some might be saying, well, Bradley, well, then how did he become the president of the United States? Do you remember all of the voter fraud that was taking place across the boards? There was more people that were voting that were allotted to vote, friends. And keep in mind what Stalin said, Joseph Stalin, this is a communist tactic. He said it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. Okay, so people do need to realize that this man is there by fraud from the very first day. There's nothing true about him. There's nothing upright about him. The only support that he has, America, are from your sworn enemies across the world, both from without and from within. So, again, here's the tactic. Saul Alinsky said, power is not only what you have, but what an opponent thinks you have. If your organization is small, hide your numbers in the dark and raise a din that will make everyone think you have many more people than you do. See, friends, he doesn't have the support. What's number two? Never go outside the experience of your people. The result is confusion, fear, and retreat. Well, fear is to where it belongs. This is a filial fear. This is a fear of God because there's a fear of consequence that they might be getting busted in the process of violating law. So this is good and this works for us. But they want you to never go outside the experience of your people. And the result is, again, confusion, fear, and retreat. And every once in a while, that's why you'll see them on the state-controlled media actually blurting the truth out in their confusion. Number three is talking about Rules for Radicals by none other than Saul Alinsky, and we see his disciple, Barack Hussein Obama, and we see an up-and-coming who's been around a lot longer than Barack Hussein Obama, the Clintons, Hillary Clinton. Here's number four. Number three, whenever possible, go outside the experience of an opponent. Here you want to cause confusion, fear, and retreat concerning those that they're attacking. Number four, make opponents live up to their own book of rules. Listen to this, friends. You can kill them with this, for they can no more obey their own rules than the Christian church can live up to Christianity. Well, praise God that we're saved by grace through faith and that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. We depend upon Christ, but I do want to say this to the Christians so they don't feel that they have a false sense of grace being preached to them right now. Do keep in mind that we are crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, we live, yet not we, but Christ that liveth in us. In the life that we now live in the flesh, we live in by the faith of the Son of God who loved us and gave himself for us. Okay, so we're crucified to the world, and Paul said, God forbid that I should glory except in the cross of Christ. I'm crucified to the world, and the world's crucified to me, okay? Because we're at odds with the world, okay? We're light in a dark place. And understanding this as well, friends, we're also baptized into the death of Christ, read Romans 6, and we're risen to the glory of God by the operation of faith, read Colossians, okay? Number five is ridicule is man's most potent weapon. It's hard to counteract ridicule, and it infuriates the opposition, which then reacts to your advantage. So in other words, they lie, they get you to react, they want you to react outside of the way that you should react, and then what they want to do is they want to attack the way that you shouldn't have reacted. Number six is a good tactic is one your people enjoy. If your people aren't having a ball doing it, there's something very wrong with the tactic. Listen to this, friends. A good tactic is one your people enjoy. If your people aren't having a ball doing it, there's something very wrong with the tactic. Friends, all the chaos that's being created in the United States of America, you better bet your bottom dollar it's being contrived. It's being created. They are inciting the chaos in which we're seeing happen across the country. 99.9% of the stuff that we talk about concerning the issues in this country are government-incited, friends. The issues that we're complaining about today are government-incited, and I want to tell you why. Because they're stepping outside of their scope of authority. But also keep in mind, while they're having fun, now how do they do that? Well, they create the chaos, and then what they do is they go on vacation on your dime. See, what they do is they create the chaos, and then they go golfing. You see how this works, friends? A good tactic is one your people enjoy. If your people aren't having a ball doing it, there's something very wrong with the tactic. Folks, we're broadcasting live out of Mesa, Phoenix, Arizona. Broadcasting live. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back on the other side of this break.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Free from the shackles of corporate America. We're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been, thankfully, the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, expansion 129.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Mesa, Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. We got about seven tea parties we're going to be doing here. We got some interviews to do as well, in studio stuff. So we're out here doing what we're called to do because we want to. We love God first and foremost, and we love America. And that's just the bottom line. Eternal vigilance is the price paid for liberty. We want to be a part of the answer in this country, not a part of the problem. Folks, we've been talking about Saul Alinsky's tactics. And his tactics are most disgusting. We also told you that he accredited Satan for his book. We also outlined and highlighted some of his disciples, none other than Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. I was going to say Hilla Beans, but we call her Hillary Clinton. And, of course, what we're doing right now is we're highlighting the PowerPoints from Rules for Radicals. Folks, I wanted to kind of just take you over real quick because we see that one of the tactics is a good tactic is one your people enjoy. And just so the American people do understand that what's going on in Baltimore, what's going on in Ferguson, what's going on in New York, what's going on in Florida. Folks, if they can't create racism, they want to be a part of creating racism. And we just found out that everything completely backfired. As a matter of fact, now that the people in Baltimore, matter of fact, the citizenry, actually stood up to the rioters and the looters, and they were shouting back to the looters and the rioters, hey, this is not Baltimore, this is not Baltimore. Well, we do find out now, again, the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree concerning this criminal administration that Barack Hussein Obama has been throwing our way, namely into America, Marxist and jihadists or Muslims to create chaos in Baltimore. And of course they are, because if they're un-American, they're not going to come here and trample the Constitution the way that this un-American criminal is from the White House. So he has to get people that act out just the same way that he does, and they all, what, emulate their father. And who is their father? Well, again, what did Saul Alinsky, and who did he accredit? Satan himself. And that's exactly what we're seeing. What do they promote? Lawlessness. They want to tear down the law. They want to get rid of the old. They want to bring forth the new. This is what dictators do. And we see that this criminal is emulating dictators. dictators to a T in this country. They act arbitrarily because there's no rule of law that they're to follow. But when the American people stand up, guess what? It all stops. Just like we've seen in Baltimore. When the community stood up, guess what happened, friends? It simmered down. When 300 pastors, folks, I don't like to use this word, but I want you to catch my meaning in saying and using the word proud. I was proud of the folks in Baltimore. Over 300 ministers of the gospel of Jesus Christ took to the streets and shut it down. Now, instead of them pushing their talking points, instead of them bringing forth their political agenda, instead of them talking about the criminal administration and their little minions, the Baltimore mayor, former attorney Eric Holder, talking about Barack Hussein Obama, now Loretta Lynch, and now the prosecutor in Baltimore, it just was all shut down when the people stood up. Now everybody's looking at the funeral services for the mayor's political career. Why? Because America, I want you to understand that this is what happens when you stand up. When the American people actually take the initiative to deal with the crime concerning their government, it all stops. It all begins to backfire. And that's exactly what I love to see in this country. Now, we just heard, as a matter of fact, over the last week, and I'm just shifting gears just a little bit, but I want you to understand again, because we're talking about Saul Alinsky's tactics, and we're talking about one of his, well, most well-known disciples, Barack Hussein Obama. We just heard recently that Brian Moore of the NYPD died after being shot in the face by a young black man. Now, did you see the white communities make a big deal out of that? I don't think so. I didn't hear anything about it. We didn't hear this criminal administration say anything about it because they don't want you to know about it. Because this is about racism. This is about driving their purposes through the propaganda that they create. Okay? But again, going back to Brian Moore of the New York Police Department, he died after being shot in the face just this last weekend by a young black man who killed the cop after the Baltimore riots continued to escalate. Now, here is the President of the United States, just to show you how devilish he really is. Barack Hussein Obama gave a speech at My Brother's Keeper's event. He slammed the police instead of thanking them for their service. In his speech, Obama whined about the racism. Who's inciting all this racism? Who is it, friends? None other than yours truly, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Obama whined about the racism in American law enforcement that makes it impossible for black people to succeed. Ignoring the fact that he made it to the highest office in the land as a black man, Obama proceeded to blame the United States police for all the problems in the black community. No, we look to the education system for that. We look to the church for that. We look to mommy and daddy to that. My Bible tells me that we're to train up our children in the ways that they should go, and when they are old, they would not depart from them. I didn't know that was the police's fault. I didn't know that was the teacher's fault. And furthermore, I didn't even know that was the minister's fault. No, it's the parents' fault. According to the Conservative Tribune, he started his speech by saying he had heard many stories of young men being stopped and put on the ground for no reason. Well, that's not just black men. That's white men as well, from bad cops. Instead of blaming the looters for the violent Baltimore riots, Obama said the riots were escalating due to a sense of unfairness and powerlessness in the black community that they have to thank the United States police for. What? Obama made no mention of the police officer, Mr. Moore, who was shot and killed just this last weekend, or the many other police officers who have lost their lives thanks to the chaos caused by these riots. Now, some might be asking the question, well, Bradley, what's the gain by creating all this? Well, if they can come in and create chaos, they can bring in a new order. And this is how you establish a new order. We talked about that last week. But going forward, you have to ask yourself the question, what was the end aim of the riots that they incited? Well, they wanted Al Sharpton to come in Baltimore. And what they wanted to do is they wanted Al Sharpton to go back on cue. It was all planned. And they wanted to they wanted Al Sharpton to make a public statement saying that we need to federalize the police. We need to centralize the power. We need to centralize the power. Friends, I want you to understand this. I said it last week in passing, but I want you to listen carefully. The states created federal government. The federal government did not create the states. Why are they trying to centralize power through the federal government? To rule over the states. That's why. And that's one thing we want to get away from. We are ruled. The law of the land is the Constitution of the United States. End of story. Not by one individual that wants to rule the roost from the White House. It's not going to work that way. It never will, and it never has. And we can see from history, friends, it just doesn't play out. It always works for the one that is on the top. And we don't want it to work for the one on the top, because the one on the top doesn't work for we the people, and that's what he's supposed to be doing. So, for the sake of time, friends, let's get back to Saul Alinsky's tactics here. And again, we're talking about his little minions, his disciples. Going on, number 7, rules for radicals. A tactic that drags on for too long becomes a drag. Commitment may become ritualistic as people turn to other issues. I'll say it again. A tactic that drags on for too long becomes a drag. See? That's why they say, oh, you know, quit dragging your feet. This is why they're always blaming Congress. The Republicans, quit dragging your feet. Quit dragging your feet. Quit dragging your feet on this topic, that topic. Hurry up. We want to get past this. Come on. It's time to move on. We have to grow up. Then the name calling begins. The shouting and the shooting begins. Number 8, keep the pressure on. Listen, friends, gay marriage, keep the pressure on. No such thing. Never has been. Never will be. Keep the pressure on. Use different tactics and actions and use all events of the period for your purpose. The major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. Right? Even if they have to contrive their own news, friends, create it out of thin air. It is this that will cause the opposition to react to your advantage. That is, of course, unless you pull the curtain back on them and do your due diligence and call them out for what they are, which, by the way, America is very well aware of concerning this criminal administration. I'll read it one more time. Rules for Radicals, Tactics by Saul Alinsky. Number 8, keep the pressure on. Use different tactics and actions and use all the events of the period for your purpose. In other words, get them asking the wrong questions so you don't have to give them the right answers. Just get them answering what you want them to answer. Keep them to your talking points. And this is the state-controlled media to a T. The major premise for tactics is the development of operations that will maintain a constant pressure upon the opposition. It is this that will cause the opposition to react to your advantage. That is, going back to Baltimore, until the American people stand up and say, this is not us. No, you're right. It isn't us. It isn't us. It's the American people, namely going back to Baltimore once again, that are under attack. Because it was the black communities, folks, and you want to speak about black and white, it was the black communities in Baltimore that stood up and said, this is not us. Of course it's not us. Going back to the topic of gay marriage or homosexual marriage, friends, sodomite marriage, never in the history of mankind. Remember in California? Did you know that 70% of those that were standing up against homosexual marriage were the black voters? See, friends, this is where the people are being deceived. They think that the black communities and the Hispanic communities are supporting Barack Hussein Obama. Baloney! That's not true. Now, folks, what we're going to do is we're going to come back. I got 3 to go. Actually, I don't. I have 3 to go. We're talking about Saul Alinsky's rules for radicals, and I'm going to continuously highlight them and expose them and show you exactly how they are working today through the SPLC, through the ACLU, through these fabricated organizations that have been created out of thin air on your dime. We're going to expose them for who they are. You have Bradley, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com.
Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel and dean of Liberty University School of Law. I want to strongly encourage everyone listening to endorse Bradley Dean and listen to his message and bring him to your communities. He is a voice to the youth generation, a voice that is desperately needed.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, broadcasting live out of Phoenix Mesa, Arizona. Got a couple, we got seven tea parties over the next couple days to do and some in-studio stuff. Again, friends, we're out here seeking and saving that which is lost because we've been commanded to do that. It wasn't a suggestion, friend. It was suggestion, friend. It was actually a command. So we're responding to that command. And we respond because we love the Commander-in-Chief. True. I'm talking about the Commander-in-Chief, the one above, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be doing, right? They'd be saying, Brother Dean, bring it down. Bring it down, Brother Dean. Going back to Saul Alinsky and his tactics, his Satanism, because that's really what it comes down to, and his disciples, none other than Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, the criminal herself. And saying that, let's get back to the PowerPoints real quick. We got one segment to go. Number nine is the threat is more terrifying than the thing itself. Listen to how sick in their minds they are. They love to scare people with something that doesn't exist. And I want to remind you, friends, this is what dictators do. They scare you into submission. And this is why I bring forth the quote by none other than Dietrich Bonhoeffer when he said, he who fears the face of God doesn't fear the face of man. He who fears the face of man doesn't fear the face of God. So either you're going to fear the face of God, and rest assured your enemy will fear you, or you're going to fear the face of man, and you're going to be controlled by it. You're going to be submissive, subjugated to it. And that's not where you want to put yourself. But listen to what they said. These are the tactics that they like to use. The threat is more terrifying than the thing itself. Now, let's go back to Saul Alinsky, and I'll give you a story, which took place back in the 60s. When Saul Alinsky leaked word that large numbers of poor people were going to tie up the washrooms of O'Hare Airport in Chicago, city authorities quickly agreed to act on a long-standing commitment to a ghetto organization. They imagined the mayhem as thousands of passengers poured off airplanes to discover every washroom occupied. Then they imagined the international embarrassment and the damage of the city's reputation. Folks, Come on. Let's think, yeah? Again, number 9 is the threat is more terrifying than the thing itself. Going on to number 10. The price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Avoid being trapped by an opponent or an interviewer who says, okay, what would you do? In other words, they want to keep inundating you as being the problem. They want to keep getting you on their talking points. But when you put the question back to them or you put them into the corner, friends, guess what? They want to avoid that at all costs. Okay, so what would you do? I can give you a prime example. Yesterday morning when we were in Minneapolis, we were at the airport. We, of course, in the airports, it's all bought and paid for. That's CNN's played on their televisions, just so you know. And as I looked up, I seen none other than Pamela Geller. And I seen her being interviewed, or I should say attacked, by a CNN reporter, the Communist Network and their little minions that they like to use over there. And the entire time, friends, Pamela Geller had this interviewer on her heels the entire time. It's like some of these people need to understand they need to know who they attack before they do the attacking. That's why they always want to find people that don't really understand the issues as to the ones that they choose to attack. But Pamela Geller, friends, yesterday, you know, the jihadist attack in Texas there, in Garland, Texas, where two of them were shot dead. Well, they were planning on wiping out as many people as they could at Pamela Geller's event. And, of course, CNN picks it up, and they started making it about the cartoonist and the assault, listen, from CNN, friends, and they were trying to make it the assault from Pamela Geller on the cartoonist in the comic book. I want you to think about that. They tried to get everybody off issue. They wanted you to get off the real person that was responsible for what was going on. Instead of dealing with the terrorists and the jihadists, in the religion of Islam in America, they wanted to get it off and blame Pamela for what she was doing. And then Pamela came back, friends, and said to the reporter on CNN, I should say the propagandist on CNN, and she said to him, so what? If I go out there and I make a comic of the Prophet Muhammad, then that means they have a right to come in and slaughter whoever they want to slaughter? She said to her, you missed the point. And, of course, she meant to miss the point. And what Pamela Geller did is she kept putting it back on the CNN reporter, friends. And I want to tell you what, the whole time that Pamela was being interviewed, she was actually interviewing the interviewer. And that's exactly why it's important for you to know the topics. Because when you know the topics, guess what? They're not going to get away with their tactics, are they? And we need to understand the enemy just like a good cop understands the enemy. And we need to deal with the enemy in a lawful sense. Number 10 is the price of a successful attack is a constructive alternative. Avoid being trapped by an opponent or interviewer who says, okay, what would you do? In other words, this is why, let me go back to the radio show here. This is why they won't come on my radio program. This is why these the ACLU and these organizations and the likes of Keith Ellison and Pelosi and Reid. And folks, I can go down a whole plethora of individuals that will not come on this radio program because they know that I'm not going to stay within their talking points. And that's exactly why they won't get on our radio program. But as long as they have the CNNs and the likes of MSNBC and these other state-controlled organizations, guess what? They don't have to worry about it. They already know what direction they're going. And they know that the reporters will stay in line. And if the reporters don't stay in line, guess what? They just fire them reporters or they'll never be used again. So, friends, you need to know the mind of the enemy in the sense of how to deal with him lawfully. First and foremost, you need to know the Word of God, of course, and number because we have the mind of Christ. And secondly, we know our founding documents. That's how we deal with our enemies. Number 11, and know what we're talking about. Number 11 is, speaking of Saul Alinsky's tactics, rules for radicals, pick the target, freeze it. Personalize it and polarize it. We've all heard of, I really hate to say their name, but I do need to pull them up again because they are so criminal. They are so pathetic. Let's go over to Southern Poverty Law Center. Folks, there's nothing upright about this organization. And for the most part, America knows this. Mark Potok, Director of Intelligence, of all things, at Southern Poverty Law Center said this. I want you to understand this. He said, sometimes the press will describe us as monitoring hate crimes and so on. He said, I want to say plainly that our aim in life is to destroy these groups, to completely destroy them. How do they destroy these groups? By playing victim. You see that? They carry the shield, but they have the spear. Saul Alinsky tactic number 11 is pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and then polarize it. Folks, what are you seeing today in America? Exactly this. And I just want to tell all of you out there that are using these tactics, I am so thankful that God has processed me through your attacks. Because in the process, I've learned through the process as to how to disarm you every step of the way. And how to do that is not really difficult. The truth always exposes the lie. The light always exposes the darkness. But to understand how you people operate is the sickest thing I've ever... Folks, it is so criminal. Because not only are they violating the law, but they're studying as to how to transgress and violate law. You know, we've been told that Barack Hussein Obama... that he's a constitutional scholar, friends, but yet he's a constitutional scholar, and his whole campaign slogan was what? Change. He lied to the American people to believe that the change he was talking about was to go back to the founding documents. And we're told, again, that he's a constitutional scholar. Friends, that's all he's aimed to do is to destroy the Constitution. And by the way, I didn't say that again, friends. He did. Remember, he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. How do you do that? Use the law against itself. Use the law against itself. And that's exactly what he's done since day one. And friends, we need to deal with it. We know that when we read the law, that it exposes the lie. And what we need to do is get back to the law, expose the lie. He's been exposed a million times over, and deal with him. Number 11, Saul Alinsky tactic, pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Don't try to attack abstract corporations or bureaucracies. Listen carefully. Identify a responsible individual. Ignore attempts to shift or spread the blame. I'll say it one more time. Pick the target, freeze it, personalize it, and polarize it. Don't try to abstract corporations or bureaucracies. Identify a responsible individual. In other words, what they want to do is they want to criminalize the upright. Do you see this? They want to criminalize the upright. That's why this criminal administration attacked conservatives, namely the upright in America, by using the IRS against them. You see what they're doing? They're trying to criminalize the law abider. It's the same thing that we're seeing in these riots, too. And, folks, what we need to do is get back to the facts. Folks, you got Bradley Dean, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, broadcasting live out of Mesa, Phoenix, Arizona. I'll give you an update as the days go forward. And outside of that, folks, we love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18, and we will talk to you in 23. See ya!
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.